Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday. The only way to describe what's going on right now in the House of Representatives, everybody. Good Wednesday. Crab Diving Live. Streaming right at you at from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, USOA. It's a little bit after 2 on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live out east. Thanks for listening so fucking much. We have a lot to get to today. A lot of laughing at Kevin McCarthy and the and the utter just monster truck shit show that the GOP House is.
You said you had enough of that clown car music. I don't think.
Well,
you
I can
have.
Keep looping it. I mean,
I don't think you have.
You just put it on a loop.
I know. I think it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. They can't do anything.
Well, right. And by the way, this is foreshadowing of what the next 2 years are going to be like.
What if, do we need the House to do anything worth a shit for government? Or can we just,
well, fortunately we have the Senate and the presidency. So, you know, there's nothing huge, I don't think, that they could really do by themselves.
No, I mean, like, is there anything good that can be done without the House? I mean,
I mean, judges, that's the good thing.
Now
Biden's judges don't have to go through half and half committees and stuff like that anymore and shit. And it won't be as easy for the Republicans to obstruct everything.
Why?
Because we're not 50-50 anymore.
Oh, because there's more of a majority in the Senate. I didn't think of that. Jeez. Watching these.
That's why we needed Raphael.
Yeah. What?
To not lose to Herschel.
It's nice that you said we needed Raphael to win and not we needed Herschel to lose. But he's gone, right?
Herschel, poof.
have there been any votes for Herschel Walker as Speaker of the House?
Oh, that would have been spectacular. I think the entire Democrats should have voted for Herschel Walker and just gone through one of those votes because I think they had their seventh and they're done for the day. I think they adjourned. I could be wrong.
If I was AOC, I would have asked Gosar. I was like, is it true? Does your family hate you that fucking much? That's what I want to know about that. You know?
I'm sorry. We're coming up on the seventh. Fourth, fifth, and sixth votes today failed.
Hey, Kevin, at what point are you like, fuck it? Fuck it. I don't want to be speaker. Go fuck yourselves. I mean, at what point do you do that?
He says he's in for the long haul.
Well, you don't have a choice, dumb fuck. Yes, you're in for the long haul. You're either in for the long haul or you're not in it.
Well, hopefully they won't go for the record because the record, let me see, I pulled this. The record happened in, wow, what a great time for this country, 1856. And it was 133 votes.
Oh my God.
It took
133 sets of voting?
Yes.
What number are we at?
And took them 2 months.
What almost. Number are we at?
Six. The race, this is the Washington Post.
Yes.
The race pitted anti-slavery representative Nathaniel Bobbin Boy Banks a member of the Nativist American Party from Massachusetts.
Imagine back against, then you had to be anti-slavery.
Against candidates who were open to expanding slavery to new states and territories.
That's insane. That time was insane.
The debate raged on amid mounting violence between pro-slavery and anti-slavery settlers in Kansas.
Damn. Oh, shit.
So today, Kevin McCarthy failed for three more votes.
I mean, what happens when your speaker, finally Kevin gets the votes, and everybody's like, oh my God, Kevin, good job. The 12th time, you really nailed it. The 12th time.
Well, but welcome. Fortunately, none of the heinous things they're going to pass is going to pass the Senate, let alone be signed by the president. And they don't have enough to override any vetoes anywhere. So, you know, no bill or law they come up with, these lunatics come up with, is going to pass unless it's bipartisan.
God, I just think of past GOP speakers, and it's quite a lineup.
Quite a shit show.
It is.
In a statement, meanwhile, he got the supreme anointing from the orange one.
The supreme anointing.
In a statement on his website, Trump reiterated his support for McCarthy.
Yay!
It says here at the HuffPo, the Freedom Caucus is home to Trump's biggest backers in Congress, but McCarthy's candidacy has split the group.
Why did Trump endorse McCarthy after how many votes?
Well, he kind of weakly did from the beginning.
Oh, okay. Okay, well. But then again, he decided he needed to ring it again after, what, the third vote?
I don't know, Kevin. Maybe they're more mad about the results of the election than you are. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, I remember that. I mean, who likes this guy? Kevin McCarthy is starting to feel like a Ted Cruz type. How does he get elected in the first fucking place?
God, I saw an article that something in Boehner book regarding McCarthy kind of sums it up. Like he'll suck your dick and then close the door, and then he's sucking the next dick and trying to stab you in the back. And then he's on to the next dick trying to stab everybody else in the back. Yeah, it's just like he's, you know, he's Ted Cruz-like. He's just a malleable and Lindsay, like no principles. Right. It's like whatever that day behooves them.
Right.
Is how they're going to vote on something or a stance they're going
to
take.
To me, it sounds like this is the beginning of a very good video game. The character can open the door, stab in the back, or suck a dick. Or that. I don't know what that is.
The last time...
What a nightmare, dude. He can't win, but they still have to keep voting. Oh, it's great.
The last time me and Liz... Well, and... Yeah, because by the time they get to like L in the roll call alphabetically, he had already lost six. Actually, it was by like F.
This is
that
the past
he lost.
One.
He lost six votes, and that was it.
Yeah,
that's all he could
and
afford
then the
to
rest
lose.
Is torture, Kevin.
Right, and then we got to sit through an hour almost of the rest of the roll call.
Who, if not Kevin, who is it going to be? That Donaldson, Donalds. Donald's?
Well, that's their latest. They for yesterday, they kept voting for Jim Jordan. And then he said he didn't want it. And,
oh, my God. You don't want it. No one wants you to have it.
And
stupid shit. You got 20 votes.
He's voted for McCarthy. And but it was like 20. It was about the same number. And then today it was like 20 each time, just about.
Jim Jordan never got a significant amount of votes.
20.
Right. But that's not significant.
But then today they decided they were going with Donald, a representative from here in Florida, who happens to be African-American.
Okay.
and the nominating speech and a couple of the people who voted for him decided to say, you know, we should elect the first black speaker, like the Republicans are the woke.
Republicans said that?
Yeah.
They must be, I mean, wait, how many votes did Donald get then? Did he get more than 20?
I think. On his last one. I don't know. I got in the shower. Let me see what the latest vote was.
That's how long it's been going on. You had to bathe during this. It's the dumbest shit ever.
Oh, but I've had this going all day. It's been spectacular since, well, it started at noon.
You fucking loser.
It was great.
Jeez, Kevin. Does he have his family there for, like, is everybody waiting around when the vote comes in, he's going to win, and then what happens?
Well, that's why yesterday was so tough, because it's traditionally a day that they all bring their families and shit, because they're getting sworn in too, the new ones.
Have your family there to watch you fucking lose.
So it's supposed to be like a big party. Everybody knows who's going to be speaker. Everybody votes for him or her. And you know, let's party. Let's swear in the new people. Not today. Let's party. And yesterday, McCarthy got kicked in the gut. And then today, they just traded names.
Switched
Donald's for Jordan.
To your son, he was like, Daddy, why didn't you win today? You ran seven times. Six times, son. Or wait, five. I'm not sure. Don't hang out with Matt Gaetz.
Ballot number six failed. That's the one that was just ending up. But it had failed before I hopped in the shower. We were just waiting to see how much it failed by.
What do the Republicans want to do? What legislation are they going to sponsor, write, and pass when they're in the House?
Hunter Biden's laptop?
It's like a bunch of people.
They adjourned until 8. They're coming back tonight.
To do what? Vote again?
Probably vote again there, yeah. Well,
I am still confused.
20.
Why?
20 each time
will
today.
Will this change?
What?
Why is tonight at 8 going to be different?
Because Kevin's going to go suck some dicks.
I mean, he must have some, I don't know how else to say this, dick sucker on him, because he's lost six times or five times.
Right.
You better get out the knee pads, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
And then there was one rep that voted present, but then again, I think she switched back to McCarthy.
Oh, that's nice.
But then he lost another one.
Right.
Of a guy who said, after the fifth vote, he's like, this is my last vote for McCarthy.
that guy is emblematic of the GOP.
Obviously, yeah.
That makes no sense.
A strong supporter, right?
That means, what does that mean? They're angry and stupid?
I guess.
Dumb?
I don't, this is my last vote for McCarthy.
Why?
And then he voted for Donald's, which then brought it back to 20 again. So it's...
This is great.
I guess.
What, the House is... I mean, I think when the Republicans are in charge of the House, you're gonna look around. It's like, God, this looks like the insurrection.
The last time a speaker election went to multiple ballots was 1923.
Yeah.
McCarthy's Republican critics, led by Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, were so proud here in Florida's first. Everyone,
I'm cash apping for IS.
Do you think people here are just like thrilled? They're liking this?
I don't think people here know or care or give a fuck. They're
the ones
stupid.
That voted?
No, they don't give a shit. No, dude, nobody knows about this. I guarantee you, we're the... But my mom is watching this and gives a shit about it. In between here and where she lives in Gulf Breeze, we would pass no one that would give a shit
Come
about
on,
it.
Downtown.
I guarantee you,
downtown.
No one, you, me, and my mom are the only people in this fucking zip code following this shit. That's it. Nobody
what
gives
about
a
the
fuck?
Bernie voter
they,
with the
they don't
crazy
give a
house?
Shit. They don't give a shit. They don't fucking care. Nobody knows about
he
this.
He did have a Trump sticker, though, too.
Yeah. That guy, who knows what he's up to? But he's not watching this shit. Nobody gives a fuck about that. That's sad.
Matt Gaetz of Florida and Andy Biggs of Arizona have vowed to continue to oppose him for speaker. And showed no signs of relenting.
Don't you guys want to go home and hang out with your friends? And
they initially rallied around Jim Jordan of Ohio, but he said he doesn't want the job. Democrats continue to vote unanimously for Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York.
Jim Jordan doesn't want to do shit. He didn't even want to walk down into the shower and tell the team doc to quit whacking off in front of people on the clock.
Yeah.
So that's not a guy that I can't imagine what motivates him to do anything then based off that.
I saw an infraction happening.
Oh, I know.
Some people run walking by.
Geez, Shelby.
Usually sets off the dog.
Shelby. Yeah, she is. She's not doing her job.
So, I mean, I don't know what to add to this. It's just, once again, for the second day, the People's House is doing nothing. The new freshman electees can't be sworn in.
Why not? They don't have a speaker?
Right.
We'll just get Nancy the committee to assignments. Get Nancy to do it while she's still in there.
Committee assignments can't be given out.
Guys, hurry up. Nancy wants
nothing
to go home.
Is happening.
God, the Republicans fucking suck. Nancy Pelosi impeached Donald fucking Trump 2 times. Did a whole bunch of shit. You guys can't even.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can't even start. Like, but what are you fucking doing?
Again, just wait for the next 2 years. We're going to probably hit debt ceilings again. And we're probably going to. What?
Where's the dog?
She's laying out there.
Oh, okay. I thought I might have walked
her
in my room.
We would have heard her. She would have. She would have made some noise.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was saying. It doesn't matter. It's a Republican shit show.
Some Republicans are like, ooh, like literal. I mean, they had that already. The insurrection.
Well, and every other Thursday in Miami for the.
That's rough in a phone party.
Florida Republicans.
Well, if you do that kind of thing in the phone party, you got to drain it all and start over.
Yeah.
Why don't they nominate that guy?
Where's the phone, Brown?
Don't worry about it. It's Florida. Why don't they nominate the guy with the horns who shat?
The shaman?
Yeah. What about the
shaman? He's a little busy being imprisoned right now, I think.
Oh, okay.
Not that that would.
Why would that matter?
Stop them, yeah.
What about Kirk Cameron? Mike Lindell? He's available.
Oh, I'm surprised Trump. Mike Lindell hasn't offered himself.
I'm surprised no one's nominated Schittler.
Oh, I think they're done with him.
No,
I think they're done
with
him. I think most of them are done with him.
Gosar?
They're opportunists. They're scumbags. They see that Trump is wounded.
Yeah.
And gelded, basically. And now they're, you know, starting to sniff around DeSantis's nethers.
For what? Speaker?
No. Just for president in 2024.
I got some bad news for you if you're into DeSantis. He sucks. Like, he is shitty.
Yeah, but he'll all the heinous things they want.
And if you have gay friends, trans friends, friends that do drag and read stories to kids, he's not your guy.
So, I was trying to find that Boehner connection.
To Kevin McCarthy? Boehner probably called Kevin and was like, Jesus Christ, dude, quit, resign. Why doesn't Kevin McCarthy just quit, resign his post, and go sit on the board of some bullshit and collect a check? You know?
Boehner?
Well, No, Kevin.
Oh.
No one likes
him.
Well,
he's ambitious. He's a scumbag.
To do what?
He wants to be Speaker of the House.
It looks like you can want it all you want, motherfucker, but you don't have the fucking votes.
Oh, here it is. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy lost. Okay, blah, blah, blah. This is not the first time rebellious Republicans have tossed one of their leaders overboard.
Woo.
As the party ousted former Representative John Boehner as House Speaker in 2015.
Yeah, well, he didn't give a shit.
Boehner's memoir, which was published in 2021.
Yes.
He said about this Freedom Caucus.
Yes.
He said, what they're really interested in is chaos. They want to throw sand in the gears of the hated federal government until it fails, and they finally prove that it's beyond saving.
Fuck you, you fucking asshole. Go sell weed. Go sell your weed, you know.
He said every time they vote down a bill, they get another invitation. Plus, it's TV whoring. Every time they vote down a bill, they get another invitation to go on Fox News or talk radio.
Yes. But, like, eventually, something has to happen.
Does it?
I don't know. I mean, okay, let's say the next vote fails. Is there any reason to think that the next vote won't fail?
We don't know. Depends on how widely he could pry his anus open. And how many he can take at one time tonight until
Kevin, why
he's got to take about 16.
Kevin, take a step back. Try to think about this. Weigh the pros and cons. Do you want this? Do you want this job? No one wants you to want. Well, they don't want you to have it.
He still says that he is has the most votes.
You do. He does.
But of the Republicans.
Right.
Hakeem Jeffries has gotten more votes every
Let
time.
Let Hakeem have it.
Hakeem's gotten 213 steadily, which is every Democrat that was there voting.
Well, can I say, honestly, I think Hakeem Jeffries would be a better speaker.
Well, yeah. Dan Crenshaw from Texas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also observed on Fox News yesterday morning, accused these Gates and these guys of being shameless publicity hounds who are only seeking attention.
No, no, no. That's
Says
not
the guy
true.
Who shot that. Remember that crazy little short.
That was him.
He was a superhero flying through the air, and he lands on the pickup truck. Inexplicably, two liberals sitting in a cornfield in a pickup truck.
Yeah,
talking about how great Pelosi is.
Right, right. And I think they're smoking weed or something.
And he lands on their hood, superhero style.
Yeah, he's great. What a great guy. He's saying they're being media whores.
Yeah, yeah. Which is 100% accurate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right, Dan. Good point.
But also, they're just the longer this goes on, the weaker McCarthy becomes, because he's just going to have to give more and more concessions. Now, you know, they're not happy. He agreed to putting that that rule back that you can call for a no confidence vote of the speaker and dump his ass. But it used to take, I think, a simple majority.
Okay.
But now they want just five people. Kevin McCarthy said, okay, well, we'll bring it back, but we'll make it so five representatives have to call for it.
Jesus.
So it can't just be one lunatic standing up every day saying, I hate the speaker. I call for a vote.
Well, don't you think evidence of what is going on now, that will happen?
Oh, God, I hope so.
I mean, I think that will happen.
Yeah. But that's what a couple of them, they're not happy with that. They want one. They want one member to be able to call for a vote to vacate the chair.
Sure. But that means that every day Kevin McCarthy serves as speaker, someone will do that. I mean, that's, you can't cop
unless
to that.
Unless he impeaches Biden for the 17th time.
Why don't some Democrats go in there and say, hey, Kevin, we'll vote for you, but you have to do this. You have to put universal health care on the docket.
Because none of that will ever happen.
You have to do X, Y, and Z.
None of that will happen. You can't trust them.
Oh, you have to trust that they'll follow through.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right.
Jeez, guys.
Exactly.
I don't know. This is going to be a rough one.
Exactly.
You fucking losers. What if the GOP Congress was meeting and they said, listen, we're going to order out for lunch today. Where do you guys want to go? We can only pick one place. Would they be able to do that? They probably Chick-fil-A or some shit.
No, yeah. Representative Kat Kamick from Florida, she rose to nominate McCarthy for the sixth one.
Ooh, good job.
And she made a comment that I thought was actually kind of funny. And then the Democrats had to self-immolate and scream and yell over an outrage over what this woman said about them. But yeah. I thought it was funny, and I would have agreed.
Right.
She said, they want us divided. They want us to fight each other. That much has been made clear by the popcorn and blankets and alcohol that's coming over there.
Well, hey, listen, honestly, what people want is immaterial. This is happening because of you guys.
It was like a moment of ha ha, and then the Democrats were like, oh, wait a minute, we're outraged. Oh, yes. I think that was kind of silly. I think they should have embraced that and laughed and been like, you're fucking right, we're loving this.
Well, no, it doesn't matter, though. We could love it, we could hate it, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's still happening.
It's bad for the country.
Well, okay, yes, it is. But again, at 8 o'clock, we're doing another stupid fucking vote because the Republicans...
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
If I have a feeling, if McCarthy doesn't feel like he's got the votes tonight, they're not going to reconvene at 8, and he'll try, you know, he'll do some honking tonight.
Boy, Kevin, I hope for the sake of your anus that you think he's...
No guarantees. I think he might need a transplant.
That's how rough the speaker vote was. Kevin McCarthy blew his ass out just bending over. He had to order another asshole.
Oh, yeah.
The titanium one.
Like an 18-wheeler on a hot pavement.
Oh, I want an asshole made of vibranium. Now he's got to get a vibranium asshole
from Wakanda. Then he'd be an evil villain, some kind of...
Right. Well, it's the only way he's going to make the speaker.
I'm the whole caster.
You're going to have to get collagen and then dick-sucking lips, Kevin. It's like you're running. I don't see the joy in this. I don't give a shit.
I have joy.
Well, no. Oh, of course, our joy. But I just don't get his angle. Someone tells you over and over again they don't want you to do something, and you just keep... God.
Well, I mean, he'll probably end up getting it.
How?
But he's...
What's his path?
Like I said, he's
he just has to...
Yeah. Suck. Powder up and fling those legs up in the air. And cave into Matt Gaetz.
Oh my God. Well,
and
be
cave
careful.
Into Biggs. Although Matt Gaetz and Biggs, he might never get.
Kevin, if you have some...
But he's got to get, what, 15-ish, 16-ish of the 20?
He probably, Matt Gaetz is like, send me over some girls. I'll vote for you. But that's not enough, though. You're right. He's really got to get the knee pads out. He needs more than just Gaetz.
Kevin McCarthy came into Tuesday planning to hold votes until the opposition withered. That approach didn't work because the anti-McCarthy vote grew from 19 to 20 over the course of three ballots yesterday. And today McCarthy did even worse, with Representative Victoria Spartz from Indiana voting present instead of voting for McCarthy as she had the day before.
Kevin, you know what Steve Bannon would say to you? You know what? He would say, cowboy up, go find some oppo on these people that are voting no, and blackmail them. My God, you're a Republican, aren't you?
The Freedom Caucus members who oppose him say he would be too soft on Biden.
What do you want?
They want a leader who will refuse to move legislation unless it has nearly unanimous Republican support. So they're saying, you do not reach across the aisle and get any Democrats on anything. And you have to have every single one of us on board.
Like, yeah.
They're terrorists.
Right. Oh, don't reach across the aisle because you guys are spreaders. Nobody wants to touch you. Yeah, they are terrorists. It's insane. But that person is saying they don't want anything unless there's like a unanimous consent on their side, right?
Unless all the crazies are in on it.
But
we're not going to allow anything to get to the floor.
But what about this vote, though? You guys can't even get all the crazies on board for this vote, though. That's a crazy... That request doesn't make any sense. This is Earth 2 shit. It really is. This government sucks. We have it's dumb.
They want the leader who can move legislation unless it has nearly unanimous Republican support, presenting a major obstacle for future fights over approving basic government functions.
Yay!
Since Democrats control the Senate. So we're going to hit the debt ceiling again. We're going to have a budget.
They're terrorists.
And we're going to say, hey, here's your budget. or here's your debt ceiling. The government will shut down on Friday if you lunatics don't pass it. And the lunatics are going to say, we want it to shut down. Jesus. Woohoo!
God, get out the Malocs. They're going to be holding everybody hostage for everything, right?
And they've done it before, and it has backfired every time. They've gotten their asses kicked in the next elections because of it. Because everybody knows they did it. They're in charge of the House.
Is this the last hoorah for the GOP?
Is this the last time
they get the majority in anything? Who would vote for these fucks? They can't even vote for themselves to figure out who's in charge. All this is the leader, right? It's the leader.
Well, but it's an important, it's third in line for the presidency.
Go with Hakeem Jeffries. That's what I would suggest. If you're a Republican and you want to vote for somebody that's not a fucking idiot, reach across the aisle. That's your only hope.
Let's see. We have other news. Yeah, I know it's hard to move on.
Do they cater these things, these votes, when they're sitting here voting over and over and over again?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Do we foot the bill for these caterers?
Yes, I'm sure they do.
God damn it. You pick a speaker or we're not catering anymore your fucking lunches.
George Santos voted McCarthy all three times.
Did you, George?
Just so you know. The man we think is George. Yeah.
Did he show up with a little fake mustache and a disguise?
Also in the news, this was more info that came out from the January 6th transcripts.
Yay.
Did you see these? These are Hope Hicks's angry text messages.
This is great. Yes, I love this. She's pissed.
Yeah, Hope Hicks. whoever she's texting with, I'll read it in a second, as soon as I find it. But whoever she's texting with, both of these fucking assholes are like, oh my God, this is horrible. How am I going to get a job?
Yes, it's
not, look how bad this is for the country. Oh my God, it's an insurrection. It's like, wait a minute. Nobody's going to fucking hire me.
Nobody's going to want me to be CFO. Or what does Hope Hicks do? She's marketing or... She's comms, right?
Nobody's going to want you to be on
the board of their shitty fucking company. Nobody.
which they should have known.
Yeah.
From the outset, because look what happened to Spicy.
Hubris.
He left early and couldn't get a job. And then he ended up on fucking Newsmax.
Is it hubris? Do they think that they can overcome this?
Yeah, and stubris.
It's stubris?
Stubris.
It's stubris. I like that.
Fucking morons. They're just, they're
Hope Hicks.
They're vapid.
Yes.
Horrible people.
Probably
legacy babies.
Yes.
Either came from money or, somehow cash.
Hope Hicks was shoes.
What do you mean?
She came from the shoe industry.
She was a PR person
for shoes
for Ivanka.
No, I don't know why met. I thought she worked at like.
I mean, she may have. I don't know, but I know that her job was working for Ivanka for her shoes and.
Oh, let me tell you something. That's
and purses
what,
and shit.
Right. That's business. What I want to see on a resume. I'm reviewing the resumes for people that may work in the White House. Work for Ivanka Trump. Ooh, let me put that to the top of the fucking pile.
Texts released by the House Select Committee investigating the day show Hicks texting with Julie Radford, former chief of staff to Ivanka Trump.
Ivanka.
As the violence unfolded.
Yes.
I'm trying to find, they just have highlights here. I want to see the actual.
Yeah.
The actual text.
My God. I mean, I get her frustration, but she is a Nazi. She worked for the Nazis. And so, you know what? Do what everybody else does for work. Go get a job. Go get a fucking job where you have to do something for 8 hours a day, you fucking asshole.
Oh, here you go.
Go work at Blockbuster. I don't know why I said Blockbuster.
I don't have the previous one. That makes me sad. But in one day, he ended every future opportunity that doesn't include speaking engagements at the local Proud Boys chapter. And this other asshole, what's her name?
Well, it looks like you ruined that gig, too.
Julie Radford, Ivanka's former chief of staff, said, yep. And then Hope said, and all of us that didn't have jobs lined up will be perpetually unemployed. I'm so mad and upset. Ah! We all look like domestic terrorists now. And then the other one says, oh, yes, I've been crying for an hour.
Ah! People are getting beaten to death at the Capitol. And you're worried about where the fuck you're going to work. And you know that all of these people speaking have money in the bank.
I don't know who they're speaking of here. But then Hope says, she has no idea this made us all unemployed or unemployable, like untouchable. God, I'm so fucking mad.
Yeah.
Julie says, I know. There isn't a chance of finding a job. Visa also sent me a blow-off email today already.
I saw that one. this evil-ass credit card company doesn't want your Nazi ass working for them.
And then Hope says, nope, not being dramatic, but we are all fucked. Alyssa looks like a genius.
People are getting their face beaten in with flagpoles down at the Capitol.
And leaving. Alyssa looks like a genius and leaving.
Right.
And then
yeah, you stayed too long, you dumb
and
fuck.
And then she says, attacking the VP? What the fuck is wrong with him?
What do you mean? Why are they
She's
surprised?
Mad at Trump.
Why are they surprised? He telegraphed that he was coming for Pence for days, right? For a long time.
Oh, this must be Ivanka they're talking about. Because Julie says, I was with them tonight for about 2 hours. It was interesting. And Jared said something very interesting that makes me think they know. Grisham, .. unreal. And Hope says, what did she say? And Julie says, she resigned. And Hope says, I know she did put out a statement. And Julie says, that's unreal. She's done nothing. It just feels so self-serving. Sorry.
Does it? Does it feel self-serving? Holy shit. Wait a second. Is she demonstrating some fucked up empathy right there or not? I don't know.
No, that's not possible. I don't think.
What a bunch of fucking vipers. You Nazi loons. Where is Hope Hicks working? Does she have a job right now?
You know, I don't know.
Don't these people
She might still be working for Trump.
Oh, my God. Don't they have to pay for lawyers?
Hicks was referring to former White House Director of Strategic Communications, Alyssa Farah Griffin, who resigned about a month before the attack. She was the one that Hope said looks like a genius.
You know, Hope, what I would do if I were you, you need to get in touch with someone who is turning it around in a dramatic way. This guy
turning
is all
the frown upside down.
Well, he's already back on tour. She should call up Bill Cosby and see what his fucking secret is to getting back out
oh,
there.
Oh man.
Why don't you go?
I don't think that's going to fly. I can't imagine.
Oh, I can totally see that. Oh my God, dude. Are you kidding me? Some club owner gets Bill Cosby at a discounted fucking price. They will.
Maybe you could get him here.
Oh yeah,
you
absolutely.
Could get him to the Vinyl.
No, you couldn't. No, not at the Vinyl. They're libs that
the
own
Sanger?
That place. Yeah. Oh yeah, the Sanger. They don't give shit. Sure.
Oh, okay, the Sanger then.
The Bay Center even.
He's not gonna. It's 15,000 seats. He's not gonna put.
You don't think he's
not gonna fill the Bay Center? Please.
I think.
Tell
Hope
me,
Hicks,
Bill Cosby isn't gonna fill the Bay Center.
Hope, you got to work for Bill Cosby because he needs probably comms people, right? He's getting back out there. I mean, you have experience working with old rapists. You've already worked with an old rapist.
Sure.
Now just work with this
Probably
one.
More than one.
I think Bill Cosby's a good fit for her. Be on the Bill Cosby team.
Elsewhere in the news.
Jesus. Here's an idea. Can I just float one more idea for speaker?
Yeah, sure.
Bill Cosby. Why not? Try it.
Why not?
Matt Gaetz will nominate him.
Well, Matt Gaetz would probably.
What's your secret? Give me that secret to that drug cocktail.
Matt Gaetz is like, who's that girl that's on that show? Also in the news, thanks for listening, everybody. Man. I know this is just the spectacular, amazing.
Nestor must be so embarrassed of his dad right now, just, you know, making a mockery of our government. Jesus Christ.
I wonder how much time he spends with him now that he's a married man.
Oh, all the time, sure. I don't know. It's his dad, right? Is that... He adopted Nestor.
No, none of the above.
So...
He basically...
They're buddies?
Claimed that he had adopted Nestor or something.
Wow. That's weird. I don't know a lot of people that have that vagueness going on.
Like, I guess it depends on your definition of adopted.
Do you have any friends who you're like, right? If you ask him, do you know, they can't really tell you whether or not this kid they hang out with is theirs.
Well, he knew it wasn't his. He said that he had adopted him, but he didn't.
Okay.
But he claims to have acted as a father figure.
Okay.
Or a daddy, excuse me, a father figure to Nestor.
So it's a soft adoption. Maybe.
And didn't Nestor's sister say something like, what the fuck? Where's that come from? Like,
I don't know.
He dated the sister, right? Was the way it was.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I thought Gates dated Nestor's sister.
Jesus.
I could be wrong. No. I don't know. I don't give a fuck, to be honest with you.
I'm sorry.
The popcorn and blankets line was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And the faux outrage on the Democrats part.
Dude, hey, Democrats, this is the party that members of this Republican House helped plan the insurrection, where part of the plan was to have some of you motherfuckers, beaten, kidnapped, killed. So yeah, you can take some joy in their misery. It's okay.
Biden says, this isn't a good look for the country.
Biden needs to give the Republicans in the House one of his patented, come on, man, come on, you know? Come on.
On Fox... Do I have audio of this? No, I don't. On Fox, Matt Gaetz told Fox News he still has no intention to fall in line behind McCarthy. And he kind of went after, he mocked Trump a little bit. He said sad when he talked about Trump's endorsement of McCarthy.
Yeah.
He said, this changes neither my view of McCarthy nor Trump nor my vote.
Okay. Stop raping kids, though.
Trump wrote, some really good conversations took place last night, and now it's time for all of our great... that's all in caps. Republican House members,
yes.
To all caps, vote for Kevin.
Thank you, Trump.
Now all caps. Republicans, do not turn a great triumph into a giant and embarrassing defeat. Period, comma.
It's not a great triumph. Okay, period, comma.
Or comma, period.
Comma, period makes sense there.
It's time to celebrate. You deserve it. Kevin McCarthy will do a good job. Maybe even a great job. Just watch.
Comma, period, comma. Just watch. We have been. We have been just watching it. And tonight at 8, I guess, they're going to come back and we can just watch again. I guess.
Yeah.
What? No one has really explained to me what happens. We just keep... What happens if they can't decide on a speaker? What happens?
Nothing. Literally nothing.
Something has to happen.
They have to, at some point, pick a speaker before any shit can get done.
Is it true that if they can't pick a speaker, the vice president does it?
No.
That's not true. Okay. Maybe consider that. I don't know. We can't figure it out this way. God, you
Republicans,
dumb fucks.
Including many moderates, have been impressed by Byron Donalds. They're impressed by his ability to work together. They respect his leadership. We see him as someone who can communicate what we are all wanting to do in this House to Americans. And he represents so much more than just his district in Florida. Many millions of Americans all over this nation praise the work and the leadership of Byron Donalds.
Meanwhile, just a few more people voting would have gotten rid of this asshole in Colorado. Let's all remind ourselves.
Millions. Huh? Millions?
No, a handful of people. She only won by like 100 votes.
Oh, Boebert. Yeah, Boebert. Well, she's telling me that millions of people are aware of this guy, Donalds.
I've never heard of him before this moment. Yeah.
I'm not one of the millions, I guess.
Leadership of Byron Donalds. So let's work together. Let's stop with the campaign smears and tactics to get people to turn against us. Even having my favorite president call us and tell us we need to knock this off. I think it actually needs to be reversed.
What do you mean?
So she's saying that Trump called them.
Yes.
She said, including having the former president call us and tell us to knock it off.
Right. She said her favorite president.
Her favorite president.
Yeah.
So maybe Obama called her? But this is where she gets booed because they realize that she's shitting on Trump.
Oh, fuck.
Call us and tell us we need to knock this off. I think it actually needs to be reversed. The president needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes and it's time to withdraw. And with that, I yield. Thank you.
And I'm armed.
Somebody laughed.
And I've got a gun.
Did you hear that laugh?
Yeah.
In the first speech. Oh my
says
God.
Boebert.
Is Obama streaming reactions to this? Oh, that'd be funny. Can we do that?
Just laughing. Him and Hillary sitting together with popcorn, pointing at the TV and laughing.
Fuckheads.
Would be perfect.
That's amazing. Boebert. What's her husband doing right now? Taking his dick out at a bowling alley? Look at the tattoo.
Again?
Look at the tattoo on my shaft. Why are these people running our government? They're maniacs.
Meanwhile, we've got another bomb cyclone going on in the country.
Oh, shit. Not here.
This is California.
Damn.
Dangerous storm system is slamming California, with meteorologists at the National Weather Service warning of imminent widespread flooding, impassable roads, mudslides, landslides, and rapid rises in rivers and creeks.
Is this because of all the gay anal sex in California?
The system, which prompted the Weather Service to take the unusual step of urging residents to have go bags at the ready.
Damn!
And prepare insurance documentation in advance, is set to unleash its harshest conditions tonight into early tomorrow.
Holy fuck.
The entirety of northern and central California is under flood watches, high wind warnings with damaging gusts up to 60 miles an hour possible. Strong to severe thunderstorms could be in the offing as well, in addition to 2 to 4 inches of rain in the lowlands, more in the mountains. In the highest terrain, the heavy rain will transition to up to 2 to 4 feet of heavy snow.
Perfect.
The coast beaches will be battered by large waves in areas of coastal flooding, so there will be a handful of idiots out surfing.
Oh, yes. Jeez. Man, I wonder if the sharks are aware of this storm. Are they? Did they know if it's raining? Or are they so far underwater?
I don't think they care. They don't give a shit. They go a few feet down. They're like, I don't care. Yeah. Get out of the shallows. Who gives a fuck?
Right. That's true.
Damaging winds will blow down trees and power lines. Widespread power outages are expected.
Perfect.
Expected.
Oh, okay. So that's none of that's good news.
So,
right. Well, Kevin McCarthy, you're from California. Have you paid any attention to this?
He's busy. He's a little busy
about
right
that.
Now. Yeah.
I mean,
he's busy pulling a lot of old white pubic hairs out of his teeth.
You know what, Kevin? You know what I would do? That's true, man. If I were you, Kevin, I would take a moment to say, you know, it's sad that people are making a mockery of this. My constituents are about to get hit with a cyclone bomb, and we should be doing something about that. He should say that.
We've got this. Meanwhile,
Boebert.
Did you see Biden and McConnell are doing an event together?
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
A rare scene unfolded today in Covington, Kentucky. President Joe Biden stood alongside Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and the two men promoted a major bipartisan legislative accomplishment they achieved together.
Yeah.
The president's visit to McConnell's home state to herald the implementation of the massive $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
Yes.
That McConnell and 18 other Senate Republicans voted for.
Right.
And that Biden signed into law in 2021 marked his first domestic trip of the new year. The trip was aimed at sending an unmistakable message as Biden kicks off the second half of his first term. Even in a newly divided Congress, the Biden White House still sees room for bipartisanship.
Based on what? Man, I like this trip. If I'm Biden, I show up with Mitch the Bitch, and I'm saying, listen, people of Kentucky, all this shit is for me. Mitch the Bitch didn't do shit for this. It's all me. But he's going to take it because he's my bitch.
But they hate Mitch.
Who?
More and more of the Republicans.
God, they're confusing people.
All the maggots hate him.
Jeez.
So that's one of the other headlines going on.
Has anybody talked to Kevin McCarthy to ask him what his mood is or how he feels? Or
I think you could see on the I had C-SPAN on because I don't want to hear people blathering on all the time. And
like our show.
And but we're not doing a live simulcast of what's going on.
People should hire us for that, though. We would be good at that.
But watching C-SPAN's fascinating because they keep cutting, you know, around the floor, and you just see these groups of of these assholes huddled together, and you just, it's like, oh, I wish I could read lips, and you just want to know what they're saying.
To me, it's like, it seems like, I don't know how they're going to come to a consensus. When I see Paul Gosar waddle over to AOC and start talking, I'm like, what the fuck do those two have in common? AOC and Gosar together on anything.
We found out that he was asking her, finding out if the rumor was true that some Democrats were thinking of jumping ship and voting for McCarthy just to get it over with.
What does my body language say, Kevin? What does it say?
We said no.
Or not Kevin, like Paul.
And she said no.
Yeah, yeah. Get fucked.
But then Matt Gaetz went and talked to her too. I would have had mace.
Absolutely.
Just pepper spray or something. Get away from me.
A little old for you, Matt.
Gross. Yeah, like bite twice.
Yeah.
Double. Also in the news.
Yay.
A new arrival back at the United States. Very exciting.
Oh, yes.
Getting ready to roll up the sleeves and keep working.
Right.
Even though he has been working overseas.
Right.
Jack Smith.
Oh, shit.
The Justice Department special counsel tasked with overseeing two now major investigations of Trump has arrived in the U.S.
No shit.
After remaining in Europe to recover from an injury during his first weeks on the high-profile job. It was a bike accident.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jack Smith, the Kosovo war crimes prosecutor at The Hague.
Damn. Does he wear a helmet when he bikes?
I would think probably.
Jesus, Jack.
Was appointed on November 18th to lead the criminal probe of Trump's possible mishandling of classified documents, Mar-a-Lago, and key aspects of the sprawling January 6, 2021 investigation. He had injured his leg in a recent bicycle accident and was recovering from surgery when Merrick Garland announced the appointment.
What kind of fucking bike accident was this?
Well, I've had a couple surgeries.
Bicycle.
I fell playing tennis and snapped my wrist.
You're a pro. I mean,
I did dive for the ball, which is really stupid.
You do not concede that point.
Justice Department officials said in November that Smith was assuming his responsibilities from The Hague and that his appointment would not slow down the investigations. So he was working. He wasn't even working from home. He was still working from The Hague. Yeah. That's how tough this motherfucker is.
What was it? A compound fracture or something?
Probably.
Jeez.
I would think.
Right, right.
Is that you?
Oh, yeah.
People familiar with Smith's travels would not say when he arrived, but they said that he has been back.
I don't understand this. The guy tasked with putting Donald Trump in fucking jail. Get off your bike for this. No bike riding. Just safe exercising. Okay?
There's been no announcements who from within the Justice Department has been detailed to his team or if he has hired any outside prosecutors to work with him.
Yes.
But they have said many of the career agents and prosecutors already working on Trump-related investigations would continue to do so for Smith's office. So it wasn't him starting over with the investigation. It was all they're getting a lot of the same people that have been working and they get him up to speed and they're picking up from there.
Yes. Yes. Imagine the guy has assistants or an assistant.
The
Jack Smith has an admin.
A couple, I would think.
Right.
The Garland appointed him, blah, blah, blah. Smith spent nearly a decade as a federal prosecutor in Brooklyn and became a war crimes prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in 2008. He later returned to the Justice Department to lead the public integrity section.
Oh, shit, dude.
4 years ago, he returned to The Hague to investigate war crimes in Kosovo. Since his appointment, he has sent grand jury subpoenas to local officials in Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin, three states that were central to Trump's failed plan to stay in power.
Now, do people have to honor these subpoenas and show up?
Oh, I would think.
Well, wait, what do you mean?
There's a lot more weight behind his than behind Congress.
Don McGahn never showed up.
It's Congress.
Testified to Congress.
It's Congress.
What? This fucking Congress, man.
They have no enforcement abilities.
I don't understand that shit. Because
the DOJ is in the executive branch. They are the enforcement.
Right. Some younger guys. Have them drive over to somebody's place, pick them up.
And he's been seeking any and all communications with Trump, his campaign, and a long list of aides and allies.
Everybody's going to jail. When Jack Smith goes to bed at night, he prays to Jesus. Dear Jesus, I want to put Donald Trump in jail so bigly.
And have you seen Trump's truth about him and said, no, Trump, nobody hates more in the world than Trump. He hates nobody more than he hates Trump.
I hope. I would only hope, Donald, I hope the person going after you that wants to lock you the fuck up hates your ass.
Oh, Don's ringing in. Ooh. What's going on?
Don Jr.?
I have always supported Byron Donalds and have consistently endorsed him for Congress and, in fact, feel that I was a primary reason he entered politics in the first place. He is a young man with a great future. With all that being said, the story and the statement that was just put out that I endorsed Byron for Speaker of the House is fake and fraudulent. He will have his day, and it will be a big one, but not now.
God, it's like he cannot lurk off into the shadows. You know what I mean?
Who? How did this happen? Because the previous truth says the statement just put out using a Save America masthead is a forgery and a fake. Please disregard it entirely.
It's a forgery and a fake. God. All my NFTs that I'm selling, all the images are stolen. What do you care about forgeries and fakes?
Wow, he's been busy today.
Do you think that everyone, the Republicans right now, it's all about McCarthy and it's just not about Trump and he's jealous of that the spotlight is not on his ass?
Yeah, all the above.
Is that what this is?
Everything. And
what a baby.
He's really pissed that people say they're going to vote for DeSantis. Now he's putting a target on that poor Ruby Freeman again and her mother.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
There's two truths here. The Ruby Freeman tapes I put up on Truth Social are amazing. Now they've been heard and seen all over America, together with the actual act of stuffing the ballot boxes with far more votes than needed for me and Senator Perdue to win Georgia. At first, she thought that they had been caught, got very nervous, and wanted to spill the beans on everyone. Then the SOS GBI FBI calmed her down. I don't know what that is. Helped clean her social media and took her away for 2 months. She then changed her story.
She's hiding, though. Happen. But
she went hiding because of the death threats she was getting from the Trumpansies.
And it was Ruby Freeman and her mom, right?
Yeah. And it's utter bullshit. Their accusations.
Right.
It's Q-level bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Next one. Don't forget that Ruby Freeman, her daughter, and all others were rushed out of the voter count room in Georgia because of a big water main break. Like everything else, it was fake. There was no water main break. Ruby's group only soon came back into the room with no security or vote watchers, grabbed thousands and thousands of ballots hidden under a cloth-skirted table, and began putting them into, parentheses, all caps, stuffing the machines, all caught on tape, and so obviously wrong, they can't explain.
Good God.
The ballots were being stored there that were being stored there.
Yeah.
They were real ballots that they had in these big carts.
And also the video that they're referencing, I remember this. They talked about this video before.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
All you're doing is making this person a target. That, can Ruby Freeman sue this fuck for defamation?
What are you laughing at? The next truth.
Oh, shit.
I would hope they would.
I mean, because Trump is ruining their lives.
This is what needs to happen, is they people need to start suing the fuck out of him, like he does.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
next truth. There is so much unnecessary turmoil in the Republican Party, in large part due to people like the old broken crow, Mitch McConnell, and his wife, in quotes, Coco Chow, who's a sellout to China and their rhino allies, who make it difficult for everyone else constantly capitulating to hopeless Joe Biden and the Democrats. That's when he retruthed himself. I think I read that one the other day.
I don't remember that. Hopeless Joe Biden.
Oh, no. I didn't read it because it was 22 hours ago. The $1.7 trillion Green New Deal booster that McConnell and the rhinos handed to the Dems last week was a real downer. An embarrassment to Republicans. That was a real downer.
He's a Debbie Downer. Is he talking about the omnibus?
Yeah.
Well, that's to keep the government going and shit.
Oh, man. That was spectacular.
That's amazing. He is... He just wants to be part of this. And he thinks he's not part of it, and it's bothering him. Is he mad at Boebert now?
Oh, he'll probably be mad at Boebert.
Jeez, come on, Donald. Boebert, you know, she didn't mean it. Don't be mad. Or be mad. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, Ruby Freeman. Assholes. Yesterday, Ruby Freeman. Wow, has anybody seen the Ruby Freeman contradictions of her sworn testimony? Now, this is big stuff. Look what was captured by Cobb County police body cameras on January 4th, 2021. And everything they're saying is false. Everything from the quote-unquote suitcases at the ballot boxes to why we opened them back up. Everything they said was false.
Is this because the case in Georgia against him is going forward and he's losing his shit?
Sure. And many, whatever. Many things. Yeah, yeah.
Could be anything.
Oh, he replayed himself.
Yeah.
Well, it's unjust. It's unwarranted. It's villainous. It's communist-like and, frankly, a stain on our country. December 19th was a soaring crescendo in the most ridiculous concerto of political witch huntery in U.S. history.
I ask unanimous consent that the chairman be directed to transmit to the United States Department of Justice relevant select committee records in further...
This is Eric Bolling over at Newsmax,
yeah,
taking a moment in between dick-picking,
yes,
texts to dick-pick texts,
yes,
to someone. And what? He's all upset.
Well, he sounds so
about
dramatic.
The January 6th committee.
He sounds dramatic.
This is what Trump is retweeting. Does this look like insurrection to you? The Unselect Committee never discussed election fraud, which was the reason for the protest. Protest.
Wait a second.
The soldiers who were recommended for D.C. but turned down by Crazy Nancy and the D.C. mayor. The peacefully and patriotically speech, or the recaptured perfect tweets that the highly partisan and very crooked committee wanted nobody to see. Gee, I wonder why.
You know... they talk about these troops on the insurrection day and how they didn't want to call in the National Guard. What happened to the troops that, or whoever these people were, during the Black Lives Matter protests in D.C. Do you remember the people with no insignias on their uniforms?
Yeah, yeah.
The creepy guys?
Yeah.
Is that who they wanted to call in on Insurrection Day?
The National Guard, but it would have been... He wanted troops to help walk him to the Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
He thought it was going to... The troops. He wanted the troops there to protect him to protect the maggots from all of the swarms of Antifa that they thought was going to show up.
And it wouldn't have been the weird people with no uniforms. It would have been the National Guard.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
Well, and the designation. Weird people with no, and the weird people.
Who are those people? Did we ever figure that out? Like, where the fuck did they come from?
I don't know. We've got also in the news. Look at the time fucking flying here.
Crazy Nancy.
Tomorrow.
What a day to shit on Nancy Pelosi, Trump. I mean, my God, at least the Democrats could pick her for speaker. How many votes did it take for them to decide on Nancy? How many?
I think the first one.
One?
Yeah.
What number are they on?
Six. Coming up on seven. Seven starts either tonight or tomorrow.
Seventh time is the charm. Kevin, are you going to be telling, how are you going to tell this story? The day you were elected or the few days that it took for people to finally, because it's like they're settling. If you get elected, it's definitely because people are settling on you. It's not because anyone wants you.
Right.
When he finally gets the votes and someone reads the, how will it sound? We're like, guys, we finally did it. Kevin McCarthy has the votes. Give it up for Kevin, everybody. And do people clap?
Well, some of them.
Does he give a speech?
Does he give a speech?
He's like, Kevin, do you have anything you want to say at this moment? You finally, after 8 or 9 sessions, were voted in for speaker. Do you have any words you want to say? Or?
He did say something to the effect of, yesterday wasn't the best day I've had or something. You know, I mean, at least he's...
It wasn't the worst, though. I imagine the insurrection day when you thought of those maggots were going to fucking kill you. That might have been it.
So Boebert sounds like she's turning against Trump a little and some of these other assholes where here is someone who's very upset.
Yes.
That some of these Republicans are turning on Trump.
Only God's hand. Only.
Give it up for Shane Vaughn.
Shane Vaughn, everybody railing from his basement in Mississippi somewhere.
What about this guy for speaker? What's wrong with that?
Only God's hand. Only Yahweh's hand. The Almighty Yah of Israel can save America now. And the only way he can do it is with his hands. He did it in the Old Testament through a leader called Jeroboam. And he's going to do it again with a leader called Donald Trump. And an army of truth.
An army of truth.
This guy is, you know, Shane Vaughn is...
He's fired up.
Is special because he's different than a lot of these dudes. I mean, this guy is kind of... He's more like, he's old school. You know what I mean? He sounds like an old revivalist preacher, like a Baptist, you know, like.
Reminder that he spent 3.5 years in prison for fraud.
Well.
Just want to let you know.
Well, you know, whatever, man. But this guy.
That army of truth is you. And ladies and gentlemen, you must never give up the faith. Do you even care anymore? There are some of you watching me right now that are even looking at other candidates, Ron DeSantis and others. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
You know, he sort of looks like he's changed his look. I mean, he looks like he's trying to be a little bit more stylish. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't look like...
He's got a jacket on, yeah.
Yeah, he usually has like a shitty sweater with...
But he's got like a going outside jacket on. It's not like a dress jacket. It's like he just walked in from the outside.
But what does he want? He wants people to vote for Kevin McCarthy?
No, he doesn't... He's sick of all these people saying that they're they're going to vote for DeSantis. And,
oh, God, I'm sorry.
Okay. And others, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Hear the voice of truth. Yahweh raised up a deliverer for the nation of America to deliver her from the lies with the strength of truth. And I don't care who takes that out of context. Be my guest.
I'm taking what?
God raised up a man and is going to raise him up again. And if you get off the Trump train, you're going to get on the trash train. Jeez. That goes to nowhere but the dump. The train, ladies and gentlemen. Recognize the hand of God on a man.
Ooh.
Recognize his hand on a leader. Get behind him.
What?
With his flaws. Whatever it is, get behind him.
Okay.
And you'll be blessed. Right. I said, you will be blessed. Jeez. Yahweh has blessed me beyond your wildest imagination.
Well, you don't
because
know.
I stood for Donald Trump.
Jeez.
He better not be tax exempt.
Does he have a church? He has a church, right?
Yeah.
Jeez, man. I'm surprised Shane Vaughn hasn't been scouted for that. What is that tour? Reawaken America.
The Reawaken tour? America tour.
Shane, you should get your agent on that shit. Go on the road. Make some real cash. He's probably making real cash with this dumb video he has or whatever the fuck. What do I know?
Good God. I'm just looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
Another representative. Sitting representative.
Yes.
Showed up on Stu Peters' show.
Right.
He's a Republican. Do I need to emphasize that? Do I need to say that?
Which party?
Congressman Bob Good, proudly serving the 5th Congressional District of Virginia, showed up on fucking Stu Peters' show.
Jesus. Okay.
But
wait. Who's the person?
And he's on the anti-McCarthy train.
He's voting for Donalds.
Yes.
Or whoever.
Oh God, Stu Peters.
We haven't heard from this guy in a bit.
He recently tweeted, "Someone accused me of being hateful and mentioned how I talk about gays. No, I don't hate anyone. For example, regarding the F word. I don't hate the F words. I just hate their effigy."
Oh, okay.
"I hope this clears things up. Good night. I love you, heart."
Hey, I don't give shit about... What does this guy think? No, we all think you're a bigot, you dumb fuck.
This had to be a Facebook post. So here's the deal on the flat earth question. I'm an inquisitive person. I ask a lot of questions.
Yes.
I'm a passionate person. I speak my mind. I'm an alpha male. I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm an investigator. I look for evidence. Since I've recently been considering this conundrum, jeez, I have not seen any evidence to suggest that there's any truth to what NASA or the government has been telling me since birth. Stu Peters has gone flat earth.
NASA?
I don't believe them. I will not be gaslighted into just believing a lie or assuming something is truth just because it's repeated relentlessly. If the globe is round, someone is going to have to prove it to me. God in the fucking sun, you asshole.
NASA doesn't... Listen, I don't know. NASA's not telling anybody the world is... The Earth is round because they... I mean, we're all kind of past that, you dumb shitbag. Why is he saying NASA is telling...
Go out in a boat, you twat. Go in a tall building, you cunt.
Or how about this? Go fuck yourself. Believe the Earth is flat. God. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker.
Just like viruses are real, vaccines are safe, and elections are fair.
God. My God, you self-important fucking spreader. What kind of hobby does somebody like this need?
He retweeted a picture of former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Big Mike with the parachute pants trying like hell to hide that black anaconda. Smiling, laughing, crying
God,
face emoji.
Stu Peters?
Yeah.
Jesus, Stu.
That was a week. That was Christmas Eve.
That was Christmas Eve.
This is Christmas Eve tweet. Michelle Obama, Big Mike.
Does he think Michelle Obama will see that tweet? Did she?
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't think she has a person that reports all of her mentions in the media to her in a report every day and she looks through them? I mean, I guess you can.
How much?
Maybe they just ignore the Stu Peters.
The screen cap that was shared has 100 and.
No.
Has 1,000 likes.
Just 1,000?
Oh, this must be Gab or something because there's likes and frogs.
Is it. Like Pepe the Frog?
Yeah.
Like Pepe the Frog?
Yeah. So I don't know where this is. This might Pepe be like on Gab or...
Is it Pepe the Frog like a symbol for racism?
Kind of, yeah.
They're embracing it.
And here's one of... So Right Wing Watch is posting some of Stu Peters' greatest hits.
Tony Fauci basically... No, not basically. Literally... unleashed a bioweapon on the entire world. Why is this man still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
What does he mean by that?
Listen to that crowd.
Does he have a church or is he?
No,
just,
that was at Nick Fuentes's AFPAC earlier this year or last year.
We have a cultural tragedy on our hand, a cultural emergency, a disaster, don't we? It's just the dumbness. The dumb fuckery.
Yeah.
The dumb fuckery afoot here is just, is staggering. Staggering stupidity. It's stubris. So much stubris.
Oh, this one didn't age well.
The Lord had ushered me into the future, and I went through some kind of portal, and it was a real deal. And I knew I was in Southern California, which I live in California. So apparently God used California. And as I went through this portal, and I'm watching and I see a lot of movements. It was a beautiful day, a lot of movements. Nobody was wearing a mask. Glory to God. It was a thing of the past. The mask.
This is in the middle of 2020.
Okay.
Mega Praise Ministries.
Yes.
This is Pastor Manuel Johnson.
Mega
talking
praise.
About how the Lord opened a time portal for him.
Ooh, yes, I bet
and
he
sent
did.
Him to California.
Wearing a mask. Glory to God. It was a thing of the past. The mask, the virus is going bye-bye. And I didn't know what year it was, so I saw a gentleman pass by me. And as he was passing by me, I had asked him, I said, sir, what year is this? And he looked at me crazy. He thought I looked like I think he thought I was drunk. And I said, sir, please tell me what year is this? And he looked at me and he says, where have you been? I said, please tell me what year is this? He goes, man, it's 2022. Don't you know it's 2022? And I go, wow. And then he started to walk away. And I asked him again. I know I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to do this. I said, sir, who is the president? Who is the president? And he said, don't you know? I said, I don't. Please tell me, who is the president? And he told me, he said, it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is our president.
I'm not sure God opened a portal to the future.
Right.
To our future.
How does God open a portal? Because I thought that was the part he kind of glossed over. He said God had opened a portal?
Yeah, for him to walk through. And
what does it look like, the portal?
I don't know.
Is it like...
godly.
Is it like space looking? You know, the portals?
It's big and wide, like McCarthy's anus.
Oh, yeah. Well, not yet.
True.
Later.
Later in a few hours.
Does it look like the portal from Thor? You know, they travel?
It might. Or portals from any other myriad of sci-fi fantasy movies.
You know, we've had so much progress over the years because people used to do their portals like Robin Williams or Mork used to get in an egg.
Right.
You don't have to do that anymore.
It's the president. Who is the president? And he said, don't you know? I said, I don't. Please tell me, who is the president? And he told me, he said, it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is our president. And saints, get ready. I don't care how it looks now. Donald Trump is our next president. We will get a second term.
Damn.
That was his prophecy. Don't worry, y'all.
I mean, the production qualities, I got to look at the screen, were pretty impressive, though. You know, it's a lot of bells and whistles. I wonder what a portal does look like, a Jesus portal. Or you can just, do you pray and a portal opens up?
I don't know. I don't believe any of it happened.
Well, okay.
I think it's all bullshit.
Well, it is bullshit, but let's say some of it's real. Still, all very vague. All of it very vague. Like, let's say you can really pray to God. How the fuck do I do that? Everybody else is praying at the same time. How do I get his attention?
I don't know. Be gooder.
Oh, okay.
You have to hate gay people harder.
You know, in terms of science fiction, this whole Jesus thing is not drawn out that well. It's not that clear. Compared to other movies and
read
and
the Bible. You want unclear.
I know how aliens work. I know exactly how that works. I know how Star Wars works. I know what's going on in Star Trek. All that science fiction. Very clear. The Jesus shit, not so much. Or as well written. Sorry.
Thanks for listening, y'all. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
Kaboom. Guys, you're getting ready for another vote right now.
I don't know that it'll happen, but we'll see.
Does Kevin McCarthy change suits for each vote? Does he change costumes, or does he wear
like Diana Ross? You mean he's just changing costumes?
I bet Roger Stone is watching this, saying, "God damn, can you believe Kevin McCarthy hasn't changed his jacket one time?" And they've had 7 votes.
This is the. I'm just looking at the Drudge headlines.
Yeah.
San Francisco Park is center of gay cruising renaissance.
Is that a bad headline or a good headline? I don't understand.
Well, it's bad. For them, it's bad.
It's a renaissance of gay cruising. A rebirth of it.
A rebirth, apparently.
What about all the straight cruising? What about the straight cruising?
That's everywhere else.
Right. Well, what if it's
called bars.
Yeah, yeah. What if it's non-binary cruising? Jesus. It's a renaissance. Who said that again?
The Drudge Report headline.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's the dumbest fucking headline. That's a headline?
The
good. Good.
Oh, well, we know how he would have voted. We know how Kevin Sorbo would have voted.
Kevin Sorbo.
Americans are sick of rhinos like Kevin McCarthy and what they stand for.
God, Kevin, throw your dumb name in the hat then, you fuck.
He's busy. He's got a premiere. What? He just had a premiere. He's got a big movie coming up, right?
You know, Mr. Sorbo, I heard some outtakes or something from the trailer, and he just didn't sound great.
Right.
His lines sounded empty, under-rehearsed, uninspired.
If someone had told me that millions of people were just going to disappear, I, like you, would have said they were crazy.
Was it the rapture?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Are you sure? I mean, are you really sure?
Yes.
Are you really sure? That was Kevin's big line.
Why are you running out of breath before you get to the end of the line with your vocal fry? Who the fuck do you think you are, Ivanka Trump? Listen to that poor vocal technique. My God, take a breath. Get to the end of a sentence like a normal fucking human being. My God, let's try it again.
Saw it happen.
Those weren't vanishings.
It wasn't the rapture. The rapture was debunked on the first day.
The second wave of vanishings has thrown the financial markets back into chaos.
Trust me. You want to make sure you're on the right team. You're
Neil McDonough.
God damn.
I'm so saddened. He's so good.
That's gross, Neil. Shame. But I am firing everyone. I'm not hearing anyone.
Good. I'm not seeing a lot of big Sorbo lines. It's mostly Neil McDonough. I'm Neil McDonough.
Yeah,
I'm,
let me tell you something.
Scrolling through this.
If you're directing this, I would be going through that script and I'm just like, I'm sorry, Kevin, we gave Neil like all your lines. And it's not going to make any sense, but I'm going to kill myself if I have to listen to you do these scenes.
When it is all over, half the world will be dead.
This is the biggest news story since the vanishing.
You listen to me. You drag this line of nonsense into the public eye. We're both finished.
Now I'm more like an actor.
The Antichrist will declare himself as God.
Seemed like a stretch even for them.
How do we know who we can trust?
Well, that was Sorbo. How do you know who you can trust?
He sounds like shit.
You did this thing, this Left Behind. Who's the Antichrist? Yes.
Well, Satan. I think there's Satan.
But was it like an actor or something? Was it like...
It was probably... Well, honestly, all the bad guys were gay or Jewish. So,
or both.
I mean, it's true. It's true, though. That was horrible. This is trash. You know what? The casting and everything in this is perfect. It's trash playing trash. Lovely.
God, he left his tweet up.
Yeah.
Weird how Andrew Tate being swatted for alleged human trafficking causes celebration from the left, yet they're still silent about Epstein's client list. Meanwhile, Andrew Tate's still in jail. He was not swatted.
Right.
He's been hit with multiple counts.
Swatted means they came to your house.
Some asshole right. sent them there.
Yes.
On a false accusation.
Yeah, and the difference is this was
real
yeah. accusation.
And it's even got one of those Twitter disclaimers. Readers have added context. Andrew Tate has not been swatted. He was detained as part of an investigation in Romania about sex trafficking and rape.
Elon Musk added that on his Twitter.
Probably not intentionally, but you know.
That's impressive. I thought he got rid of all that.
Actually, I haven't been hit by an Elon
Twat.
Tweet
yeah.
since I've logged on in a few days, although I did change that setting.
You know, I bet... Oh, what setting is that, right? You can not tweets tailored for you?
Yeah, yeah.
God.
His last tweet was 21 hours ago. He said, 12 months ago, I was person of the year. And now you're fucking moron of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly thought that you knew something about rockets and weren't so fucking dumb. Now you're a big creep. You fucked up Twitter, I guess, and you lost $200 billion. I'm not getting in one of your fucking spaceships. Sorry. Or one of your cars. I mean, I'll take a Tesla if you'll give it to me, but I'm not buying it.
Join us tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app.
That's right.
And crabdiving.com, the term Schadenfreude.
Nine!
Is trending.
Oh, yes. Why can't they pick a leader? What's their fucking problem?
Because it's a shit show. They're vipers. They're all disgusting,
right?
Unserious people.
But a lot of these guys, like Matt Gaetz, has worked shoulder to shoulder with Kevin McCarthy. They probably shared people together. And now his buddy needs his vote. And he's just not coming through.
I really can't. I can't hold this till Friday.
Oh, good.
I just can't.
When you guys hear it, you'll know it.
Rising up, back on my feet. Got knocked down, rose above it. Went the distance, I don't take no defeat. I will thrive, I will not just survive.
Listen, before I was a Christian, something was missing. Felt a little distant, dark resistant. Made a decision, got a new vision. Wrote my goals, yeah, wrote my mission. BC, I was aimlessly walking. Then one day.
So this is Eye of the Tiger, live at the Center for Hope in Wintersville, Ohio, in August. This is a married couple performing their rewritten lyrics.
Yes.
And his really excellent rap, which you're hearing, his original rap about Jesus, to the Eye of the Tiger.
Missing, felt a little distant, dark resistant, made a decision, got a new vision, wrote my goals, yeah, wrote my mission. BC, I was aimlessly walking, then one day I heard the voice of God talking. Rise up, child, to the enemy mocking. Prayer is your weapon, pray without stopping.
I am the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight. fight, rising up to the challenge.
Man, we got to get in this Jesus shit.
The only thing that makes me feel better is in the wide shot, it's not, it's in a church, obviously. It's not heavily attended.
Right.
There's a bunch of blue hairs in little groups, but not every seat is filled. And these two idiots, the husband was a big muscle dude.
Yeah.
Wearing way too tight shirt, way too tight pants, skinny jeans.
Yes.
Tucked into his manly boots, his manly work boots. And he's bouncing around. Like an idiot to his own rap.
This is really of our rival with the heart
of a lion and the armor of God. Now he's turned his back to the audience and he's flexing.
Yeah.
While he's kind of shaking his ass a little bit, which
isn't this kind of a Christian thing, though? They do that muscle man shit where they rip phone books. This is more like a musical theater thing.
Now, this must be quite the show because they've got a sofa set up in the background. And there's a guitar laying on it right now. So somebody must be sitting on with a mic set up at the sofa. So one of these two must play guitar and then go back there and serenade.
Yes.
But there's a big cross in the background, of course, and it says,
it's like there's so much, you know, there's a lot of production qualities on this, but there's a lot of potential. Like, why isn't the stage lit better? And why isn't the house turned down a little more?
So this is going viral, you know, among the heathen.
Yes.
Heathens of Twitter.
This makes me think we should get in the megachurch business because I could direct that.
Of a lion and the armor of God, you will conquer it all with the eye of the tiger.
Okay,
with the eye of the tiger.
Why is he shaking his ass in his tight skinny jeans?
That guy seems like he's coked up, but his partner there seems like she's on some benzos.
Well, then, you know.
It's very chill.
Nobody bogarts the other's drugs.
Yeah. Gosh.
Face to face.
Choreography.
It's Satan.
They face to face each other.
Himself. Don't budge an inch. He'll take miles.
Exactly.
He'll find your weakness. He will hit where it hurts. Stand your ground. Make him run for the hills.
He just ran for the hills.
Yeah.
It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Rising.
Oh, he's running out in the audience.
Jesus Christ. This is insane.
And all these old people. What is he trying to get them to do? Sing along?
But you know, this is a song. This is kind of, not to be a dick, but this is sort of a very low form of entertainment.
It's very sad.
The music isn't original. They took 10 minutes and wrote alternate lyrics.
Yeah,
to this. I
don't think he.
What is he? What is he adding to this?
I don't think he raps again. I'm looking. I'm trying to scroll forward to see if he raps again, but I don't know that. He might have had his. Oh, wait, here he is.
The tiger.
Keep your eyes on God and your heart in the word. Be a leader in Christ. Don't follow with the herd.
The eye of the tiger.
Always walk by faith, never walk by sight. With the armor of God, you'll never lose the fight.
He's lip syncing.
You know, I would have them lip sync too. I mean, that's tough.
He's lip syncing. Oh my God.
So,
and not well.
And listen, this just goes to show you how low the bar is. In these churches. How much money do you think they made in the collection plate for this song?
No.
I mean, it's just crazy, man. That's the entertainment. See, that's entertainment business right there. All these actors and comics and music people, they want to do good. They want to do their best shit. But these people want to do the bare minimum for the most money. God.
His YouTube channel is Lift with Christ.
Oh, God. How many subscribers? 3 zillion.
No, not 2,900.
Well, not after today.
Live at the Center for Hope. Welcome to my channel, Lift with Christ, where I talk about how to incorporate Christianity into your fitness life.
That's genius. Hell yes.
My wife, Haley, and I double as Two for Christ, a ministry of music and message, and we minister at church events churches / events nationwide.
Do you only do song parodies? Do you only do other people's songs and add dumb lyrics? Or do you actually create your own content?
This performance is from an event which featured a variety of Haley's music, worship, originals, Christian rewrites, followed by a message of hope.
No, no, no. Christian rewrites are song parodies. That is a song, a Christian rewrite, you motherfucker. You didn't rewrite one note.
Oh, he was nice enough to. He was nice enough to put the lyrics to their new version here.
Oh, good.
Oh, here's his rap. Listen, before I was a Christian, something was missing. Felt a little distant, dark, resistant. Made a decision, got a new vision. Wrote my goals, yeah, wrote my mission. Because I was aimlessly walking. Then one day, that doesn't fit. Because I was aimlessly walking. Then one day I heard the voice of God talking. Rise up, child, to the enemy mocking. Prayer is your weapon. Pray without stopping.
Skirt, skirt.
It's the eye of the tiger.
You know, Christians, I would be offended if I'm sitting in church and I'm watching this and I just put some money in the plate. I would be like, what the fuck? Give me my tithe back. This sucks. I'm better than this. I deserve better entertainment for my tithe than that. That's a song parody. It's a very low form of entertainment.
Now I want to see what other...
What else do they do? I'm
looking at his other...
It's a Christian... Is that what they call it in Christianville? A Christian rewrite? Is that the name of that genre? When they...
When it comes to the devil, I don't play nice. It's your boy Nikki G from Lift with Christ. Hey. Chestnut checkers, raise the bar, keep climbing. Wait on the Lord, yeah, trust God's timing. Jesus is my broccoli, chicken, and rice.
Wait a second. Jesus is my broccoli,
chicken, and rice.
Chicken and rice.
Here's my nutsack while I lift some weights. Why is he showing video of himself lifting weights?
Because it's meant to for all the weak masculinity of the Christians.
This is for the cucks.
Oh my God.
I tell
you,
this
is a triple tricep superset.
You know, the thing with this guy is he loves his Jesus so much that he doesn't know how to focus his talents. man. Hey, Jesus, I got to tell you something. This guy is way into you. Way into you. I hope you're listening to his fucking prayers. My God, because if not, I mean, you know, this is not very nice. Like, God should be answering this guy's prayers if he exists, right? I mean, come on. Come on.
You know, he's pretty prolific. He's cranked out a bunch of videos, but you know, 40 views, 45 views.
I feel bad for his wife or whoever that is working with him. I mean, because their life is like this. Hey, how's it going? Oh, I just wrote another rap about Jesus. Ugh. Yeah.
Lift with Christ.
What's going on, my heavenly swolgers? This is Nick here with Lift with Christ here on YouTube. And before we train chess today, today's Bible verse is going to be from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 27, which states, "Can a man take fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned?"
Nick, you're put the camera on you while you're reading a book. Who in the shit do you think you are, Anthony fucking Hopkins?
And then later on,
he
does a chest workout. But I don't think he teaches people how. I think we're just watching him do
him work out.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? What's that preacher show with the show about the
Righteous Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, yeah, it's
that
totally
whole workout section.
Line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can see that character doing. I think he does rap in that. The thing is, they had that guy working out. Like he's pumping the weights way too fast. That's not how you work out.
Well, he sped up the video to match the music.
Why does anybody need this?
But he's not like teaching people how to do it. He's just. Watch me lift.
I know this Christian shit we're talking about right now is not necessarily entertainment. It's some weird genre where you don't have to be good, but people will accept it. But if you're an entertainer out there and you're in your genre, whatever it is, you have to every once in a while ask yourself, is what I'm doing entertaining? It's a fair question.
He must have gotten wind of his video going viral because 20 hours ago he put out a video that says how to handle negativity.
Here's how I choose to handle negativity. In life, if you're not deaf, you will always hear what people say about you, but you make the choice how you listen to it. And silence can never be misquoted. Many times in life, it seems like we're getting flooded with just negativity and hate, but it's always important to handle the noise with poise. Be confident in who you are.
Handle the noise with poise.
Hey, some poise. Fuck
off.
If
the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Hey, Nick, I think it's rude that you just threw deaf people under the bus. You're saying that if there's a deaf person out there and you say something negative about them, they won't quote-unquote hear about it? I mean, deaf people still get information, dumb fuck. What the fuck?
Anyway,
fuck is this guy? have we played him before?
No, I just stumbled on this.
It just happened.
I just stumbled upon this because this guy, it was, like, awesome. I said, kind of going viral in the atheist heathen community on Twitter.
See, this is how atheism just makes a lot of sense, because do you want to be into what this guy is into? Me and Nick worship the same fucking God. That
doesn't
make me feel weird.
I just can't imagine anyone taking them seriously at this event.
This guy takes himself very fucking seriously.
How can any adult human watch this performance and think, wow, this is great and very, very Jesus-y and very righteous?
I think Nick has a lot of people in his life that are probably terrified, to be honest with him. And they're like, just keep making these dumb videos, you know? I don't know. At least I can say, at least with his partner, the singer, there's some value there. Like, she sounds okay. She is on pitch. She sounds like she needs a cup of coffee. But he is, I don't get what his deal is. I mean, he's not funny. He's not compelling.
She's got a nice voice. I mean, it's not.
It's okay.
Yeah, it didn't blow me away, but.
No. But it's good enough for this Christian bullshit. Hell, I mean, it is, right? It's good enough. God, you guys have such a low bar.
She was literally just standing there singing and kind of swaying side to side. Meanwhile, he was bouncing around the stage like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I mean, the bar for entertainment on that Christian shit is just so incredibly low and sad. I mean, I don't know. What do I know? They're killing it with this. Look at that big church they're in.
So, there's some Florida news, and also a name you'll remember, Ryan.
Yes.
Involved in this, I believe.
Right.
The headline is the Daily Beast.
Yes.
New congresswoman fights rival over witchcraft accusation. Representative Anna Paulina Luna came to Congress on her first day in office ready to do battle, not just with Democrats, but also with her own party, because she was one of the 20 that voted against Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
But back home in her conservative Florida district, she's waging a very different kind of war, a legal fight with political enemies who say she is literally a witch.
Someone said, you know, she's literally a witch. Florida's conservative area, where is she?
Let me look that up. Representative Anna Paulina Luna.
Anna Paulina Luna.
See which district she represents.
Which she's a witch, like a Macbeth witch, or more like a Wizard of Oz kind of witch. What kind of witch are we talking
well,
about?
Well, let me get to it as soon as I see what district she's in here.
I wonder what power she has.
Florida's 13th district, which encompasses Florida's Gulf. Oh, that's up here by us.
No.
Florida's Gulf Coast reassigned. Well, I mean, Gulf Coast is Gulf Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
I always think up here, but it's the kind of the entire west side of the state because it is farther down. It encompassed all of Sarasota. Sarasota. Oh, no, okay. Now it doesn't. They redistricted. It's where Charlie Crist came from.
Damn.
When he resigned to run for governor.
Yeah.
And it's one of these merged districts. It's all muddled, but it's right, down near Sarasota. A letter obtained by the Daily Beast shows what is happening here.
Yes.
On my, I want to, madre chinga de puta.
You know, it's like,
coño.
I just don't know what that would be like. You run in, you do normal political shit, and I don't know, your chief of staff comes to you and said, how do you want to respond to these witchcraft allegations?
Well, here we go. A letter obtained by Daily Beast reveals that the Florida Republican retained a high-powered law firm to go after a would-be rival who has leveled a series of outlandish allegations against her on the Bubba the Love Sponge show in the fall.
That's funny.
So Bubba's still going strong.
Yeah.
He's not, is he on Howard anymore? Is he still, I thought they kind of distanced themselves.
I bet Bubba the Love Sponge is very maggoty. I have a feeling that would be the case. They, I could be wrong, but
I think Bubba fell out of favor, right?
Right.
When he got in that whole, remember, Hulk Hogan fuck his wife or some weirdness like that or that.
Yeah.
Some kind of weird.
Well, you know what? It's weird. Is he just want to call it?
And
Florida
Bubba shit. Taped it, or, yeah, or wasn't that the story?
Dude, that's
or?
Florida shit. It just that's Florida shit.
All kinds of.
I think legally you have
stuff.
To do shit like that here. On the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
On the Bubba the Love Sponge show. The I'm having
computer issues.
Yeah, it's one of those stupid.
Didn't Bubba? Doesn't he live in a? Doesn't he record his shit out of a compound somewhere in, like, near Tampa?
I think so. Yeah, he did. I mean, I don't know if he still... Didn't he get divorced and stuff?
Oh,
I don't know if he
did.
Still got all that going
the
on.
The thing about Bubba the Love Sponge is there's no way, like, this weird maggoty shit didn't make him
And I can't imagine how
weird.
Really putting up with a lot of that, too.
No. He doesn't like that shit.
Bubba Love Sponge was, like... in the early days of Howard Stern being on satellite radio, he was one of the guys that show that Howard brought in to be on the
he was like the he was
on
like
Stern
the,
network
the afternoon
or whatever.
Guy or something on his Sirius channel.
And there are a bunch of crazy rednecks in the middle of a swamp somewhere.
Yeah,
and,
doing weird shit, which is kind of affable, funny, you know, kind of I don't know.
Bubba kind of talked like this.
Yeah, and he had that weird ass. Producer that believes in a bunch of weird conspiracy theories and shit, and I'm sure they have fucked up views about the COVID. So
letter that the congressperson sent says, I'm sending you this letter because of the defamatory statements you made about Ms. Luna on the show. The claims are that Luna practices witchcraft, was fired from her job, and had a sexual liaison with Representative Matt Gaetz.
Is that part of her witchcraftery? How old is she?
I don't know. I'd have to look
with
her
Matt
up again.
Matt Gaetz? Jeez, Matt. Man, thought...
She's 33.
Jeez.
Attractive.
Right.
That, you know. That means anything. I'm just saying that Matt's, Matt might have gone after her.
Yeah, he's like, I usually don't date people like you, like adults, so.
So they sent a cease and desist. You are hereby demanded to publicly and immediately retract each and every defamatory statement you made on the show, because you do not have the ability to distribute your retraction widely on your social media. You are demanded to apologize and retract your statements on the Bubba the Love Sponge
Damn.
Show. Or by making a retraction and apology video that you send to me that Ms. Luna will distribute via her social media. What a diss there. Because
Damn.
You don't have the ability to distribute widely on your social media. In other words, you
got
no followers.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit about you. That's crazy. So Bubba the Love Sponge is saying that she's a witch.
Right. One person says he insists he's not backing down on his statements, saying the witchcraft claims came from Hispanics for Trump associate Paloma Zuniga, who allegedly told him that Luna puts spells on people. He said, I didn't wake up one morning when I was going to the Bubba the Love Sponge show and say I'm going to pull a bunch of stuff out of my ass and talk about it. Oh, he's obviously...
That's the whole show.
He's obviously well-informed.
No, Bubba the Love Sponge, that's your whole fucking show. Everything absolutely comes out of your ass.
Well, this is the guy that made the accusations.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Another failed GOP congressional candidate, Omar Navarro of California, suggested the rumors might be accurate because so many people are talking about them.
So many people are saying this, so it's got to be true.
Listen to these Republicans, man.
You sound like Fox News.
He said, it's got to be true to a certain extent. It's fair enough to say that it's spread among people in the Republican Party.
Holy shit. I mean, it's spread among people in the Republican Party. Yeah. Like a lot of things.
He's fucking idiot.
Are you fucking kidding me? Some of these Republicans in our government, aren't there Q people in our government?
Yeah, Margie was originally, right?
Yeah.
And then she kind of tried to back off it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, what the Republicans will say is, God, who knows?
Yeah, see, here you go. Gates tweeted, supporting McCarthy is the worst human resources decision President Trump has ever made. Sad.
No, that's not true. That cannot be true, man.
I would argue I agree with you on that one.
Didn't he like, I mean.
There's
a lot of
people he hired.
And a lot of, yes, a lot of bad. Well, Mike Flynn. I would say Mike Flynn is the worst. He hired a Russian asset as a national security advisor. I mean, that's got to be the worst one, right? God, oh, wait, Secretary of State Rex
Stephen
Tillerson.
Miller?
Tillerson got an award from Putin.
Stephen Miller.
I would say Tillerson and definitely Mike Flynn. I mean, why do you hire somebody? Didn't Russia give Tillerson some sort of award? Or some weird
before,
shit?
Before, yeah. When he was the head of Exxon or whatever. Was he Exxon?
Yeah. What? Exxon. Yeah. I don't think, I mean, we could go through a lot of bad hires. Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Unlike the aforementioned Herschel Walker, who has vanished.
Who is that?
Right. Here's the opposite side of the spectrum.
And it gets worse. It gets worse. I mean, with President Trump, they did this in the middle of the night. And our movement was so big and so powerful that they couldn't just do this in the middle of the night. They had to pull out all the stops and do this in broad daylight so everyone saw it. The way we get it changed is we get the real governor, the duly elected governor, myself in there to work with lawmakers.
This is Carrie Lake.
Who the fuck is
it? Still claiming, even though Katie Hobbs has been sworn in, she is the governor. She took the oath.
The person screaming at clouds right now.
Yeah, this idiot.
There's nothing you can do.
They've applied to the Supreme Court in Arizona.
Yay!
And everyone thinks it'll be laughed out of court, much like it was the lower courts. But
weren't they sanctioned?
Recommended sanctions. I don't know if they've implemented them yet. But I think the judge recommended sanctions.
God, Carrie, you're like, I mean, you and Kevin McCarthy can't be told no enough.
In there to work with lawmakers to change our laws, put some teeth into the laws, and frankly, we need to recall every one of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors.
Recall every single one of the Maricopa Board of Supervisors.
How do you do that?
Because they oversaw a legal and fair election.
Well, just carry, once they're recalled, what do you want to do with them? Do you want to jail them? These people are fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, right? They absolutely want to jail them.
We know
Kevin McCarthy right now. What do you think? He's in the shower trying to mentally prepare himself to lose again.
Oh, I thought he was washing off the last load from his back.
Yeah. Get back out there, Kevin. You gotta have more votes. You don't suck like a guy that wants to be speaker.
right. meanwhile, James Carville on MSNBC today said, it's really stunning because the Republican Party has traditionally been a party of honor, and you're supposed to throw the grenade after you pull the pin. They pulled the pin and passed the grenade around.
That's true. They pass it around. They love it.
And he says, what they're doing doesn't make any sense. I don't have a great explanation for it because it doesn't make any sense, he says. It's politically, it's kind of some version of political suicide. He said, I don't think they care.
No, dude.
He's saying to Matt Gaetz and those people.
Right. Oh, that might be. But they can't do anything. Like, they can't come to a consensus. I mean, what if they had to choose which restaurant to go to for lunch? Corner Bakery or Applebee's? They'd start stabbing the shit out of each other.
Well, let's be honest, it's Country Buffet and...
Oh, yeah, it's old Country Buffet, Golden Corral. Sad fucks. A lot of chicken fried steak, motherfuckers.
Ooh, yum. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. And then don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application, crabdiving.com. That was not bullshit. Everything we heard from Republicans today was bullshit. It's the Eye of the Tiger. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll hit you up again tomorrow, maybe with a new speaker. I'm not optimistic, but it'll certainly be fun either way. Have a great evening.
Good luck, Kevin.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.